You're listening to 88.5 WFDD, public radio for the Piedmont and High Country. I'm David Ford. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and his pals may hold a special place in our hearts during the holidays, but what about big herds of deer descending on neighborhoods and eating everything in sight? WFDD listener Kate Brinko wonders what's going on in Boone.
We have so many deer in the High Country here and also beyond. Is there any program to limit their numbers to protect their health and safety?
I set out for answers in this installment of Carolina Curious. One thing that's clear, the data for Watauga County show that there are not too many deer, at least in terms of the available habitat. In general, they're not overrunning their surroundings. But North Carolina Wildlife Resources District 7 biologist Jason Smith says people's tolerance is another concern. Feeding patterns change year to year, often due to urban development, and when local deer populations surge.
The best answer to that is actually hunting. Because hunting is the best tool and program that we recommend and a long-term solution. And it helps to maintain herd health in the deer population and also reduce these human-wildlife conflicts.
Smith says residents would have to change their local ordinances to allow for hunting there, but the town of Boone can participate in the commission's urban archery season. And for neighborhoods like Kate Brinko's on the outskirts, the Community Deer Management Assistance Program, DMAP, allows homeowners associations to request extra tags for hunters to use in designated areas. For WFDD News, I'm David Ford.